Last night, big night, right? The Bachelorette live finale, a 7-hour event, started at like 3 in the afternoon or something like that. Is that right?
It felt like it. I mean, it was a three-hour ordeal.
Three-hour ordeal.
And obviously, there's a spoiler alert here. I'm going to just whip right through this, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know.
Hold on. That was a Gilligan's Island joke, Joe?
Did you not like it? Wait, a three-hour tour. Nobody? Okay, cool.
I never watched that show. It was boring.
It's, you know what? One
it's
day,
for old people.
As you get older, one day you'll learn to appreciate knowing current things and things of your history.
Wait, really? Alex, weren't you sent to a show that was like on an island?
You were. You were on
I
a Gilligan's
was.
Island
like Gilligan's
dating
island,
show.
Yeah.
That's true. So last night on The Bachelorette finale, after the final rose, all that good stuff, first person to go get the boot was Eric. So he was out of the final three. Nothing exciting with that. We all knew that was happening. Final two. So we have Peter and Brian. What was really interesting to me was we kind of picked up where we left off last week, which was Peter being unsure if he would be able to propose during the finale, because he's not saying he doesn't ever want to propose or get married. He's just saying, like, I need to get to know you better. We've only been dating for like a month, essentially. We've only spent a total of 9 hours together since the show started filming. I don't feel comfortable proposing and saying that I'm going to for sure marry you, because to me and Peter, or Peter saying to me, in my opinion, once you're getting engaged, like, that's it. That's who you're marrying. I only want to get engaged once. And I agree with that. But he says this, and then he's like, but I still don't know. I need to think about it. I don't know what I'm going to be ready to do on the finale. Well, he figures it out. He knows that he's not going to be able to propose. So when he tells Rachel this, all hell breaks loose and they are bawling and sobbing. And it was just like, it was really hard to watch. This is, in all of the years that I have watched The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, this is the most real, raw, true heartbreak that I've ever seen. It was so obvious to me, and I feel like all the other viewers watching, that she truly loves Peter. Like, Peter is the one. She wants him to be the one to propose, but he just wasn't ready, and all she cared about was the ring. So it's like, Peter's who she really wants, but because he's not willing to propose, she's just going to have to go with Brian. And so this is them having the discussion about how he's not ready to propose.
So I would do it for you, to prove to you that I want to pursue this relationship.
That's not what you wanted. I don't want to.
Then,
you're doing it
then,
out of
then,
peer pressure.
There's no other choice, Finn. Then we just have to split right here now. Is that what you want?
No, but
same.
That's. But what's tomorrow
so
going to be any different?
I will make a sacrifice if I have to.
I don't. You're being.
You're going to say you don't want me to.
No, like, I want you to do it because you want to do it.
I want to do that when I feel like it is the correct time.
And you feel tomorrow is the correct time?
No.
Exactly. Mm. Then don't do it.
But I think you are the correct person. If that means I have to show you in what I think is the ultimate way, then I will make that sacrifice.
You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. I am going against what I believe to show you that I care about you so much that I will not lose you.
Why would he go on a dating show then, where you know the whole, and I don't even know much about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but you know at the end, there's a proposal. Like,
agree.
Why would you go on a show like that?
That's exactly how I feel, Joe. And my predicament is, I love Peter 10 times more than Brian. Brian is a complete phony scammer. He makes me want to gag. He's so fake. I mean, that guy has one emotion, and it's completely from the moment he saw Rachel, I'm in love with you, let's get married. It's like, that's just not real. He wanted to win. It's very obvious. He's a phony. His mom sucks. There's no way they're getting married. They haven't even set a date yet, because after the final rose, Rachel was like, well, we want to take our time and get to know each other before we get engaged. Bish, that is exactly what Peter said to you. That is exactly what he was trying to do. So, yes. Do I think that Peter was smart and, like, was he realistic about his expectations about an engagement? Yes, I agree with what he said. Take your time to get to know each other before you get engaged, because you should only get engaged once, blah, 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 blah. But to Rachel's defense, too, I think she was a little ring thirsty. But I also agree, like, why did you come on this show then? Because you know if you make it to the final two, one of you is proposing. And if you don't feel comfortable proposing to someone after a month's time, don't come on the show. Which is exactly why he will not be the next Bachelor. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the spoilers say. I don't believe that there's going to be any possible way that Peter will be the next Bachelor, because women, as much as we love him and we wanted Rachel to pick him, we still should agree as fans of this franchise, he's not the right kind of guy for this type of experience or show. There's just no way. If I was a girl that got casted for his season and he was the Bachelor, I'd be like freaking out, because I'd be like, well, he's not even going to propose to me.
I'm kind of glad, though, that this Peter guy like stood up and said that, because I know, like, from my experience and just a lot of guys out there, though, too, there's so much freaking pressure to propose to a girl.
Yeah, in real life, I get that. But on the show, it doesn't matter. There's pressure. You know going into it, there's pressure. So
she
when they're having that conversation,
waiting.
Well, when they're having that conversation, he says, he gets a little heated and he says something to her like, well, I hope you're going to be happy living a mediocre life. Well, Peter and Rachel are sitting next to each other while he's backstage crying, watching this at the After the Final Rose, this scene where they're like arguing about it. And he says that. And then when he comes back out on stage, Rachel says, well, I'm not living a mediocre life. I'm living my best life. Like, gets really bitchy with him. And the audience was shocked at her hostility towards Peter, and so this was Peter's response.
I still care about you deeply to this day, and watching that, I was just crying backstage, and I come out here and I feel attacked in the way that you responded to that, and it sucks because I didn't want to end it in the way that it did.
It was really shocking seeing there was so much hostility and tension between Peter and Rachel. And I think it's so obvious that she wanted him to be the person, but because he refused to propose, she just ended up picking Brian as the second choice. And like, Peter admitted he's still in love with her. He's still heartbroken too. And if that's the case, then, you know, he's not ready to be the Bachelor. So there's just so many reasons I don't think it's going to be him. I think multiple people in the franchise are like, well, let's see what happens after BIP. So, which starts next week. So I'm telling you.
I'm so disappointed that love did not work out on a reality dating TV show. It blows my mind. I'm so sad about that.
I guarantee we're going to see that all the spoilers are going to change. Who have said that Peter's going to be the Bachelor, they'll change to Deanie babies.